Thank you, Stephanie. We have Teresa next.
I'm just not sure if this is the right place to be going into such depth. I think that we need to get a committee together. We've already given away parts of our archives. I guess maybe 15 years ago, a general manager at KPFA made arrangements to give a large part of what they had over at KPFA, gave it to a university, and to my knowledge, we could not get it back. But I'm thinking maybe it would be best if our executive director call in a group of people and talk about collaboration or talk about next steps. Maybe someone with the Smithsonian, maybe someone with Library of Congress, start problem solving. I'm just saying, I'm thinking we're kind of, in a way, we are spinning our wheels. We are supposed to end this call in about 20 minutes. And maybe what can come out of this is some discussion quickly about what would be the next step. Because I don't think that this committee is the one that's going to make the ultimate decisions on that. I appreciate it, and I want our executive director to pose some solutions to us, maybe put some of us to work, make a list of what we should maybe consider as next steps. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Kim.
All right. Well, I did hear that strategic planning meeting last night, and I would say that it was unique. It was more performance art than it was a broad or accurate sort of analysis of what's been going on. And the push to, give it away to some organization in the next 2 months is not at all reasonable or practical. And I don't think we could even start to contemplate that until we have more of a handle on what we have, what we need, where we're going. And I would propose that we kind of, pause this conversation and bring it up next week when we're going to discuss the budget with, the director of that unit, because it might be a more fruitful conversation. And further, I will say, I have been talking about KPFK's decrepit air conditioning system for, 3 years. So I don't even know how great, it's been treated at K for a while. So the quicker we can get it someplace, that would be a good thing. But I'm hoping we can maybe table this until next meeting with the director. And I don't mean literally table it, and all that stuff, that might be a more fruitful place to talk about it.
Thank you, Kim. We're just kicking around. This is the director's report, so we're spinning off of whatever has come up in that. I have a question for the executive director on another subject. Is there anybody else who has anything more about the archives?
I'd like to follow up one last time. This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I don't, I'm very uncomfortable with the idea of working through this sorting process and tossing what people think can't be saved under the present circumstances of this high pressure move, under precarious circumstances, not knowing where we're going, just on the fly like this, I don't think that's the time to. We have had possession of these resources for decades, and to leave it to the last minute like this, and then make irreparable decisions to cut some things out. I would have more confidence in the process if it were professionals with the highly specialized skill set in curating such artifacts, rather than the same staff that hasn't done it up to this point. And so I feel some urgency in trying to preserve what we have before we make decisions to jettison any part of it. And I guess I would like Stephanie to prepare a report for the PNB about where all this stands and what our range of options are now. I'm especially interested in I know there have been a number of possibilities with universities over time, and I would like to know where each of those possibilities stand now. To me, that seems like the most viable option, something in which they would take physical custody and responsibility for restoring or digitizing the archive, while we retained the copyrights and the rights to monetize it, and we can work out the details from that. I'm interested in preserving our rights, excuse me, Pacifica's rights, but I'm more interested in preserving the resource per se. To try to undertake this indexing and calling operation in what is now less than 2 months, a month and a half left, when we've had the option to do that for years. It doesn't seem like this is the moment. I'm sorry if it means having to move things that may not be. I think some people with greater professional skills might find some of what we have more salvageable than any bunch of volunteers, you know, be their hearts in the right place or not. I think we've relied on our own resources too long, and we need to look for professional help in this. And then before we move on completely from that report, I have one other question for Stephanie on a different topic. I don't think it'll be long.
Well, I did recognize you for any further questions on this subject. So will you stand down and get up back on the stack for the next round?
Yes.
So I got Beth. Is there anybody else? I've got myself on the stack for another question. Is there anybody else other than Beth for other subject matter? I don't hear anybody, so I'll go ahead with my question, which has to do with, Stephanie, the stock option account. At WBAI, we have a $25,000 stock option donation that's pending for the Leonard Lopate show, and it's my understanding that, you know, we didn't have a place to put it because we closed the account that we had before for stocks, donations of stocks, and I presume bonds and other instruments of that sort. So do we yet have an account where that kind of a donation can be accepted? And can we move ahead with receiving that donation?
Not yet. The wet signature paperwork is still en route to each party that needs to sign, but it has only two more stops to go.
Do you have an idea of when that might occur or when that might be completed?
The Merrill Lynch folks said that that should have been emailed from them today. They said that it should be done within the next week to week and a half.
So it's still, we're still in the stage of setting up the account. That's the bottleneck?
The account is set up. It's everything, it requires wet signatures. So if there's something and there's three separate parties that need to sign in three separate places across the country. So,
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? We'll go back to Beth if nobody else has something.
Kim.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I have a question for you, James. What do you mean you have a donation for the Leonard Lopate show? Is that just for that show, or is it to WBAI?
No, somebody's making a donation to WBAI in the name of the Leonard Lopate show, and it's a $25,000 stock donation.
Okay.
And
it's not,
apparently
it's not restricted for him or his show.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Beth?
Thank you. This comes under tying up loose ends. It's the end of the year. We have a number of large donated paintings in storage in Berkeley, or we did the last time I heard, and I'm wondering about the status of that bunch of paintings. Do we still have them? Do we have a plan for them? And what's the current cost for storing them if we still are? Thank you. That's for Stephanie.
They are still being stored. There have been three separate groups that have looked at pictures of them for the possibility of purchase or for putting in a museum. No one has shown any interest. And the storage is roughly $200 a month.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Stephanie?
This is Kim.
Go ahead.
At some point, can we just, like, donate them to, like, Goodwill or something? I mean,
yeah.
Leave them on the street, you know, like, hey, take it.
Or if anybody just wants to go to Berkeley and grab some for themselves, yeah.
I mean, I mean, you've tried all the avenues of anyone. I mean, you could put them on Craigslist for free, you know, or somebody could, you know, or something like that, or, I mean, but.
Yeah,
they're clearly
yeah.
not a value,
and, yeah.
and they're huge, and they're just, like, an annoyance.
Yeah.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
This does point out the importance of not just taking gifts that actually could cost you more than you could profit from them. I'm sure somebody thought that was a very nice gift, but that was a big mistake, wasn't it?
Yes. That would happen often when I was at the LA Phil, is that people would want to donate violins and pianos, and we never accepted them, and then they would get angry, but it was often more difficult than it was worth.
Yeah, been through that.
Beth? On that item?
Okay. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. That's why many nonprofits have a gift acceptance policy. To the best of my knowledge, Pacifica does not. It could save us from other such predicaments in the future. I'll look for a boilerplate and see if we can adapt it for this purpose. Thanks.
I have another. This is Kim.
Gotcha.
I have another suggestion. We could just stop paying rent, and they'll eventually just clean out the storage space and do what they will with it. Just an option.
Teresa for the staff?
Yeah, that can involve litigation and...
No. There's a whole business of people who...
I've seen the TV shows. I get it. But they also can bill you for stuff related to that. So we don't necessarily want to go that route. Teresa.
Has someone talked to the development director at KPFA or the general manager about just having an online auction immediately?
Yeah, we've online auctioned them before, but it doesn't hurt to do it again.
Yeah, good point. Okay, I'm sensing that we're getting to the end of Stephanie's report. Are there any other questions for Stephanie? Hearing none, let's move on to number seven.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, thank you, Teresa. Updates from the stations on the status of their budgets. Is there a report from KPFA? I don't even know if there's who's here from KPFA.
Nobody, McFadden, not Sharon Adams.
No one. Yeah. Okay, and we know about KPFK, KPFT. KPF, WPFW, Kamau, any report?
We attempted to meet yesterday, our finance committee. The general manager was pulled away for an emergency. The station was off air, I guess, for a period of time, both the online stream and the terrestrial broadcast. So we did not discuss the budget. There was a bit of information that he was able to relay concerning a very important $160,000 taxes, fees, mystery charge that apparently he spoke to Stephanie about. So neither he nor Stephanie know where it came from. So we'll remove that from the budget. But there's still a bevy of questions that need to be answered from the committee. So we'll attempt to meet with the general manager again. That meeting has not been set as of yet. But I do want to say a motion was passed last night in our committee. Now, just kind of give everybody notice here is that the concern from the committee is that information is not readily known by station management. So we're not quite sure how to vet what is happening at the station. It's very, very difficult for the committee to do its job. You know, on a personal note, I've been frustrated for the last couple of years as the treasurer, going round and round, being told he has it, she has it, they have it, you have it. So truthfully, the committee is at a standstill. And so until we're able to actually obtain some information of quality, there's really not going to be the ability to produce or at least vet that budget that as presented. So that's kind of where we are.
All right. Thank you. Julie, do you have anything on that? I don't hear Julie.
No, sorry.
Okay. All right, no worry. R. Paul, WDAI?
Yeah. The local finance committee voted to pass on a budget to the local station board, and we'll be bringing that to the local station board tomorrow, where at least half the people there have never been to an LSB meeting before. And so that's where it is. It'll hit the LSB tomorrow, and we'll see what happens.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. So, excuse me while I get back to my agenda screen. That brings up to number eight on the agenda, minutes. We've been having some ongoing discussions of the minutes. R. Paul, I understand we have some minutes.
Yeah, 1 second, please. 1 second.
I know. I always say take your time, and you say, no, you can't do that. But
I'm having an eye problem. I've got some eye problems lately.
All right. We'll
okay, I have a motion. I move that we approve the minutes of the November 28th, 2023 NFC meeting. I changed a tiny bit of it earlier on today. I sent the thing out early in the morning, and I realized, and Kim also said, that there was something left out. So I put the left out thing back in. It was a previous notice, and it's just a tiny line at the pretty much at the bottom of it all. That's the only change from this morning's posting and this afternoon's posting. So there we go. I move to approve the November 28th, 2023 NFC meeting minutes.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. R. Paul?
That's the only minutes I have to send in.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, as you know, I noticed a motion last week, and I emailed you to amend something previously approved, which were the November 14th and the October 24th. And I don't believe the 1024 were approved. So those 2 minutes, I have corrections, and I'd like to be heard. I'd like them to
okay.
be considered.
One, both of those were approved and got posted to kpftx.org. So we can, you know, you gave previous notice, so we can go over this, but you need to make actual motions for each one so we can, you know, do this in an orderly way.
Okay. Can I take the 1024 first?
Go ahead, Kim. Go ahead.
I move to change in the first sentence underneath review the KPFK draft budget. There's a typo in the first line that he was presenting. You all have these.
That was fixed.
Okay, I don't have it. And then in the line about the KPFK treasurer noted that the revenue on line 18 where I wanted the, I was misquoted, arrearage on the station's water bill should be changed to current, to the current station's water bill. I mean, what's in the minutes is completely opposite of what I said.
Okay.
You know, it said 41 minutes on the first.
Okay, Kim. Okay, let's hear from R. Paul. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, so this is on the sentence before it says, the KPFK director asked how much longer it would be before KPFK was out from under the burden of the monthly payments that the station's been making for retiring the debt to Southern California Edison, right? This is the stuff after that?
Right.
All right. What I have is switching software. What I have is after that, she was told that it would be done in March. And I think you're not actually disagreeing with that.
No,
you're saying you wanted to say the KPFK treasurer said it would be done in March.
Yeah, a little
which
more.
Which I think
not,
is. That's a part of it.
Yeah, it's just more accurate than she was told, like, you know, with no agency.
Oh, God.
It's not significant.
All right.
That's not the significant one. The next one is. That was just like, you know, she was told, like, yeah, by me.
Paul, may I ask you, did the actual words that Kim is using now, were they on the recording?
Yes.
Which actual words?
Yeah, the KPFA pressure.
Well, it's of course, it's not a transcript.
Kim, hold on. I'm asking our Paul a question.
Not a transcript. So it's, you know, she was, let me go back to that software. She was told that it would be done in March. Now, who said it would be done in March? I didn't think we needed to throw that in because then we start getting into a deeper, some more granularity than I think we absolutely need in the minutes. But
I would agree, yes. So, and my question goes to, are we discussing here things that actually happened or things that, you know, would be adding to what actually was said?
No, it does not add to what was said.
Kim, I'm asking R. Paul a question.
Yeah, I'm making the correction.
I'm asking R. Paul a question. Thank you. R.
Paul? All right. Okay, say that again. Which is the question here?
The question was, does the addition that Kim is asking for, does it clarify what was actually said, or does it add something that wasn't said? In other words, the minutes are supposed to reflect what happened, not
what
to
happened.
Be clear or to clarify. Minutes reflect what happened.
Yeah, I would say that saying that she was told it was in March sends that information. I don't think we have to say who said what exactly. I mean, this goes to a larger kind of consideration. But yeah, if the motion is to add that part, switching software again, to put in the KPFK treasurer said instead of she was told that, I would be against that. So if that's the motion, we can put it on the floor and decide about that.
Okay, thank you, Arpa.
And Beth after Teresa. Teresa for the stack.
All right, but I think I heard Kim asking to come back first. So let's go to Kim, Teresa, then Beth.
I already said that that was not the germane part. The germane part is to remove the part where he's saying it was suggested that when that arrearage is paid off, that KPFK should start paying the arrearage on the station's water bill. And my correction is that is not what I said. What I said is the current station's water bill, and I have a quote right here at 41 minutes. This is a quote from what I said. We agreed that with the 3K, we should start paying our current bill for DWP, which we haven't done in 3 or 4 years, which is about 3K, unless we have to deal with allegiance in a different way. That is the complete sentence of what I said. I did not say we're going to pay the arrearage. I said we're going to pay the current bill. So that is the germane and most important. I don't care about the other. It's just not worth arguing about. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
But current, it was just in there because it was more better grammar than, you know, God spoke. But current is the one I'm concerned about that I want changed.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim.
So what we have now, okay, I need to get this. These are minutes that we're doing right now. And so in the 10:24 minutes, you're going to drop the idea of saying the KPFK treasurer said, and just leave
care.
It as
yes.
she
let's,
was told.
Let's
okay.
Move
so
on.
We're going on to that next part where we agreed with the 3K and it ends with allegiance in a different way.
No, that is just a quote to support the assertion that that is what I said, not what you said I said.
Okay, Kim. Thank you for asking for
recognition. Bracket.
Hold on. We're not going to go back and forth here. Go ahead, Art Paul.
So what you want to do really is strike the words two lines down, quote, arrange on the,
no,
and substitute the word current.
No, start paying the arrearage on the. That is deleted. There's a strikeout in there. That means it gets deleted. Arrearage,
yeah,
on the gets deleted.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Okay,
quote,
sorry.
Arrearage on the, strike, and substitute the word current for that.
Correct.
Okay, we got a motion.
Okay. So, we have two more people on the stack before we go to, well, let's just take the stack. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, my question is, does R. Paul dispute that, or will he accept that as a change?
I can accept that part, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Teresa.
Maybe no one has an objection to that.
I hope so. We have one more person, Beth.
Yeah, thank you. It's not clear to me why the KPFK treasurer is bringing up matters that she herself says are not significant or germane, only to drop them after disputing. I don't have a problem with R. Paul's version as is. I support his work. And to me, the rest of this feels like getting our ball lost in the weeds, a little bit like performance art. So,
Alan for the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that, Teresa?
Teresa, yes.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I do disagree with Beth. If the treasurer was speaking and the secretary is paraphrasing her and she feels that that's not what she said, or that's what not what, you know, the interpretation in the paraphrase is not correct, I'm not opposed, if the secretary is not opposed, to saying, let's change this so she doesn't feel that there's some misrepresentation in our minutes.
Okay. R. Paul, I think you said we have a motion. Can you state the motion?
As far as I understand it, it is that in the October 24th minutes change, quote, arrearage on the strike. Not change, strike. Strike. 1 second while I type with one hand. To strike, quote, arrearage on the, unquote, and substitute, quote, current, unquote, which will make it... Windows 10 is not my friend, which would then make it read. Start paying the current station's water bill.
Okay.
That's what it would do.
Very good. You happy with that, Kim?
Yes, because it's what I said. Yes.
Very good. Very good. We must make sure everybody gets what they say exactly in the minutes.
Well, this
so,
is important because it's a financial issue.
Kim, you're not recognized. R. Paul, can you take a vote on that motion?
Point of information, couldn't we ask if there's any objection?
Okay. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. Thank you, everyone. I hope that in the future...
There was also a typo later on. It said that. It should be then. I fixed that.
Great.
Thank you, Paul.
I have issues on the 1024 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, we just did that. You mean the 1114 minutes?
Yes, correct. Sorry.
Okay, Kim, we're going to go ahead with this. I hope... Just 1 second, Teresa, I was in the middle of a statement. Kim, I really don't want to engage in, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say vanity corrections to the minutes like this on a regular basis. So I hope that you can live with the rarely rather detailed and good minutes that our secretary takes and keeps and presents. You have a right to do this, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your right, but I hope you will use the right sparingly and when it's of significance to everyone and not just to yourself.
May I be recognized, please?
Go ahead.
I have sent these minutes out with my highlighted corrections multiple times. As I pointed out, it would have taken you, everyone, collectively, a minute to look at them and go yay or nay, so we didn't have to go through all this. That's not on me. And I am sorry, but when I am quoted and misquoted on something that's a financial issue opposite of what I said, yes, I think that that's important. And the idea that we had to spend 3 minutes, 3 meetings on a correction that, you know, is not my fault. Okay, on these 11:14 minutes, I want to point out there are, I put them in here, but the most important thing that was left out, and I want to make a point to say this in public because hours and hours have been spent on this issue over the last years. When we were talking about CPB last time, or on the 11:14 meeting, the most important thing that the ED said, and I put it in here, was, quote, "We need to be in full compliance for a full year prior to applying," unquote. This issue has come up, and people say, I don't know, is it backwards, is it forwards? There it is, right there. So now you know we have to be in full compliance starting on October 1, 2 months ago. That should be in these minutes, in my opinion.
Mr. Chair, can we vote? Or is it unless the secretary has an objection?
I would like to hear from the secretary, and then, yes, we can vote.
Okay.
That's part of the CPB regulations, and I don't understand why this has become a big deal, but I heard our poll and I heard Beth. Go ahead, our poll.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Beth. Point of order.
We've reached time certain.
Indeed, we have. Do I hear a motion to extend?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead.
I'd like to extend for 8 minutes to finish this vote before we adjourn.
Sir, any objection to extending for 8 minutes?
I prefer not to.
You object?
I object. I object.
Okay, so our poll, can we take a vote on extending?
Yes, one second. Okay.
What goes around comes around.
Oh, what
indeed.
Who just said that? Who said what goes around comes around?
Can we just move on?
I did.
Oh, I guess.
Teresa did.
Oh, please, Teresa, try not to do that. All right. Go ahead, Arpa.
The motion is to extend the time for this item, and I guess item and meeting, because we have to extend the meeting with it, by 8 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name, Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Sharon Adams, Kamal Harris.
Yes.
Lee Hewitt.
Pass.
Jim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. James McFadden. John Kelly McPherson. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No.
Okay, going back. Sharon Adams. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. James McFadden, Sean Kelly McPherson. Okay, 4-4, one against, two abstentions. So that is 4-1-2. Okay, so we have that in there, and the time I have is 22:18 Eastern. Okay, so.
Thank you, Paul. So we're extended, so let's go ahead with the vote.
Okay, I need to get words. Okay. For the 11:14, there's something I think Jim wants to put in the words, we need to be in full compliance for a full year prior to applying. Where would that go?
May I respond?
Go ahead.
Did you look at what I sent, R. Paul? Because it's in there.
Yeah, it's
in there. That's where I want it to go, where it is in my revisions. It's in yellow highlight.
Geez, on the 11:14 one. All right, maybe my eyes are getting even worse than I know, but I am not seeing yellow in this one. I see a strikeout at one point, which I fixed. Yellow. I don't see any yellow in the 11:14 one.
Say the words that are right in front of it. Starts, the executive director said that she'd gotten notice that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was denying funding.
Okay. I'm looking through these things. Okay. Is the acronym CPB in there?
Yes.
Okay, one second. God, what am I in? Okay, it's in the right.
The first place where you write CPB.
Yeah, that's okay. CPB. Executive director said she'd gotten notice that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, was in there.
Yes, right.
And where do you want to put the words you just said?
Like two sentences from the bottom. It goes before she said that the CPB wants audit reports. It goes right before there.
Right there. Huh? So let me find that part. Okay, and look. Okay, so that would be.
You're trying to get access to that portal again so we can give the CPB the information they want. That comes before.
Okay, one second. I'm blocking this out so I can find it later. Then changing the color of it so I'll find it. Okay. So you wanted to read, she said that a lot of the forms would need to be filled out, require access to the CPB portal. We no longer have access to that portal, so we are trying to get access to that portal again so we can give the CPB the information they want. And the added part is we need to be in full compliance for a full year prior to applying.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Not just yet. Let's sort this out.
All right, I've got that. So if people want to debate it, we can debate it.
Oh,
all right, Teresa, go ahead.
So my question is, can we just ask the secretary if he objects to inserting that sentence?
Well, that's where we're headed. Arpal, do you object?
No.
All right. I'm going to say, I'm going to just put myself on the stack and say, I don't object either, but it's part of the CPB regulations, and we hardly need to spend this much time going over exactly what one member said. And I, again, I'm going to refer to this as a vanity motion, and let's go ahead and see, is there any objection?
Kim, this is Kim. May I be recognized?
Well, yeah, is there any discussion? Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I have an objection to your calling it a vanity project.
Damn so, right I am.
Okay, well, I have an objection to that.
Go ahead.
I mean,
that's
I
a point
object
personal
to it.
Privilege.
Sorry, what was that?
I would think that would be a point of personal privilege for you to say that, and she's offended by it. But that's okay. Can we just vote now?
Point of order?
What's your point of order?
We're out of time again. We're a minute over.
All right, let's go to the vote.
We should be ready to vote.
Let's just go to the vote. Arpal, can you take the vote? Or well, is there any objection?
Mr. Chair, there's no
objection.
Ask if there's objection, Mr. Chair.
I just did. Is there any objection? I'll do it again. Is there any objection? Hearing none.
I
that's
object
done.
To the waste of time.
Oh, yeah. I do too, Beth.
That's not, it's not the matter at hand. So there was no objection to approving the motion or to approving the change, and we are at time certain. Therefore, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Stephanie.
Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, Freddie Blair, our streamer. Good night, all. Thank you, Stephanie.